Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Demai Daf Lamed in the Oiz V'Ador edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Aloha Dalet. We're starting Daf Choftes on the base and the bottom of the two dots. So in the Mishnah in the previous Daf told us that someone who brings his wheat to the Toichen, to the grinder, so if he's Yagoi, so then it's Demai, it's a Sofek, maybe he switched the fruits. But then the Mishnah said, a Mavki, the person who comes and deposited his fruits to hold on to by a Goy, so then we assume it's keperoisov, you assume it's like the goy's fruits, meaning that it's not only dmai, but it's a tevel. And that's what the Gemara is quoting over here. It's a nochi keperoisov, which read like his fruits. Says the Gemara, what's the difference between the ratio of the Mishnah and the Sefer? Hachat omalit choyon anochi, when you give it to the grinder or the goy, the din is dmai. Ve'achat on, now in this part of the Mishnah, it's la nochi keperoisov, it's not dmai, it's for sure, it's a vadai. Answers the Gemara, kan kupo bekupois, can't pay royce be payers. When we're talking about the safe of the Mishnah, it's talking about baskets. It's very easy to exchange basket. You have one basket, you take another basket and set. The beginning is talking about he's bringing a pile of wheat. For a person to go and start replacing the entire wheat and measure it, make sure he's giving this exact amount that he took from the Yisrael, that's a little bit more complicated. Therefore, it's not a vada, it's a sofek. He maybe mixed it up with his wheat, but now replaced it completely. Says the one that flam and the mudav on top. Rav Yirmiyo bo kamei Rav Zeira. That's the gears that we have. The gears that the others have over here, the also Rav Chaim says it, is Rav Chanina asking Rav Ocha. We'll see in a moment that it may be a little difference in the hemshech of the Gemara. So the Gemara is asking, ma keperoisa mamish, you mamish a treat this like tevel gomor, that this is the fruits of the goy, and not the fruits of your soil at all? And what will be the nafkamino? Poiter tevel boru b'mokam acher, meaning you could be mafresh tumas or maestros from this food, from this kupo, on another tevel somewhere else, because it's considered to be a vade, not even a sofik. So that's the question. Omelei ulechol debo, that's the girsa we have. Girsa Reb Chaim is ulechol dover. And a big discussion in the first time, you say this in a question mark or as a statement. Either you're saying ulechol dover, yes, we consider it to be tevel gomor. The way Reb Chaim brings it, or the Chol Dovar, it's a question mark. Of course, it's not considering to be for sure Tevil. The Ritbaz over here says, or the Chol Dovar means all the chumras you can have. You treat it as Tevil Gomor regarding the fact you're not making, you're not doing any leniency, but also you're not considering to be for sure Tevil, to be mafish somewhere else. So discussion in the first shim, do we conclude that this is Tevil Gomor or not? The way Reb Chaim adds is that the answer was, it was not even an argument. What are you even asking the question? For sure, it's not l'chol dover. You think we're talking about l'chol dover? Obviously, it's not going to be l'chol dover. It could be considered to be tevel gomor, even l'kulo. For sure, won't say that. And according to that, Rav Chaim continues the Gemara and says, "V'loy al yois Rav Chanino matris lekabel Rav Acho." Meaning the Gemara says, Rav Chanino's question is a good question, because it's not so clear if Rabbanan meant for it to be tevel gomor, only l'chumro. And now as Rav Acha understands that it's very clear the Rabbanon did not say that as a Tevel Gomer. So Gemara says, he asked, well, Rav Chanina's question was a good question. Now just to point out, this goes very well, this Girsa of Rav Chaim goes in one Mahalach. I mean, in the beginning of the Gemara of this Amud, the Girsa of Rav Chaim was, the Rav Chanina asked the question to Rav Acha. So now the Gemara says, you should know the question of Chanina was a good question. According to the Girsa that we have in the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyah is the one asking in front of Rav Zeira. So what are we putting here of Chanina or of Acho? There is a very similar sugyo in Meseches of Avodah Zarah. And we want to say that that question over there is very similar to the question over here. And all the Gemara is saying is that the same question of Yirmi asked Rav Zeira, Rav Chanina asked Rav Acho there, it's very similar. The Gemara just makes a parallel between the two sugyas and not going into the discussion between Rav Chanina and Rav Acho. Continues the Gemara and says, Rav Chia bar Boin b'shem Rabbi Yisim ben Chanina. The whole concept that we're saying, that the goy switched, is only whatever the goy has. Meaning, let's say the goy has one kupa. He has one basket of his own chitim, of his own wheat. The Yisrael comes and gives two baskets to the goy. So he's saying, we're assuming that the goy switched one basket of the Yisrael for one basket of his own. But the other basket did not switch. Because I'm not afraid that he went and took a basket from somebody else and brought it over here to switch with Israel. All I'm chashish for, that he took whatever he owns and he replaced it with the one of the Israel, but not more than what he owns. So it's only as much as the goy owns. Says the Gemara, Gemara continues and says, if the Yisrael gave the guy two baskets, says the Gemara, daf lamed amud beis, achas nai v'achas vaday. One is really a d'mai, we call d'mai, not really d'mai, meaning we assume that we have a problem and you have to fix it. The other one is a vaday, meaning it's 100% kosher. I'm not chayish, the guy switched it. I'm assuming it's okay. Says the Gemara, that's all b'kayomus, if both baskets are here. But if the first basket was eaten was gone, so then you assume the second one is a problem. I mean, it's a din d'rabban. Rabban you're a machmer. So when say, I'm assuming that the goy replaced one basket. I'm going to do the chumrah only for one basket, not more. But you need to do the chumrah on one basket. So if you have two baskets, one is a problem, one is not. If one of them is gone, so the one that is left, you say that is the problematic one. Continues the Gemara with the scenarios of this case. Not lo mimenu me'er bnei odom. If 100 people deposited by the goy, each one one seir, meaning each one one basket, and the goy has only one basket, and they all came and collected at the same time, at one shot. So each one of them, maybe his basket is the one that was replaced with the goy. Maybe his seir is the one replaced with the seir of the goy. Even though you have 100 people over here, but because they came in one shot, each one of them has to be machmer. Each one has to consider it to be d'mai, meaning a suffix that the goy maybe exchange it, and he treats it as a vade, like we said in the Mishnah, and he has to fix it. If they then, all these 100 people that took their baskets home, they gave the 100 baskets to one person, so now this one person says, I have all 100. So maybe the first one will be considered to be a problem, but the 99 will not. Says the one, no. Kfainiru liois d'mai. That's the Gersa Reb Chaim uses, and many of them are from here. Meaning once you already gave it a title of d'mai, you already said that they are problematic, now that you gave it to one person, you can't change it, you can't uproot the problem that you already have. But in the opposite case, not only menu odom echot kama seim basachas. If one person came to the goy and took many, many seim at one shot, so then I reshoin d'mai ashar advade, that's what we said before, only the first one is problematic, the rest is okay, because assuming the first one was exchanged. Nostom lemea bnei adam, and now this person goes and gives whatever he owns to 100 people, and each one of these 100 people has only one sale. Do you say now each one has to be choshesh to demai? Says the word, kfaniru liyois vaday. No, once you give it the name of vaday, you said that the 99 that he took after the first are okay, because only the first one is problematic. So now if you give it to others, it continues to retain the status of okay, and you don't have to be choshesh anymore. Says the more of Atani b'shem b'shimin. We do find a bright the name of b'shimin b'shimin of Tarfon. Also Perus Yisrael ze Perus Kuti ze d'mai. Meaning you assume that the Perus of Yisrael were exchanged by the Kusi, by the Goy, and they have a din of a d'mai. So l'chura b'ashra that anything that Yisrael gave, you are making it into a d'mai. You're exchanging it. You're assuming this belongs to the Goy. Says the Gemara, oit hi loy omer b'shimin ela ad kei kuposoi. What Rav Shimon meant to say, not every fruit that the Yisrael gave to the Goy, you consider it to be exchanged. Only as much as the Goy owns. As if the Goy owns one kupa, so one kupa of the Yisrael is considered to be exchanged. If the Goy owns two kupas, so two kupas of the Yisrael, once you get to that limit, everything else we consider to be kosher, consider to be there was an exchange, and the Yisrael is not obligated to give Trumas and Maisis from there. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai Daf Lamed.